So now we're holding Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, Seif Vav. So he says, the Mechaber says, Al Talis Katan, when you're wearing a Talis Katan, the small under, you know, garment, Yachal Varech Lehisatef, you're allowed to make the bracha Asher Kedishana B'mitzvosa B'tivanu Lehisatef B'tzitzis. The or batzitzis, but Mishra said batzitzis, right? Afalpi she'eno misatef. Even though you're not actually being misatef, you're not wrapping your head and your body up in the thing. Ela lovsho, you're just putting a shit on. Well, the Mishra will address in a second. What if you do a tifa? Of course, that's fine. Like we said, the tov, it's good to be misatef. But if you don't, and if you didn't, you can still make the bracha lesatef. So the point is, you're not doing a tifa, and you're making the bracha lesatef. That's his point. That's not a problem. Mishra will explain why in a second. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim." There are those who say, "Shemavarchin alav al mitzvah tzitzis." If you're putting on your beged, your talis katan, you should put. You should say, "Asher kedushan mitzvah v'tivanu al mitzvah tzitzis," not lis atef tzitzis. Since you're not doing a tifa, v'chein elhagen, and that is a minhag by Bnei Ashkenaz, v'ein lishanos, and don't change it. That's what you should do. That reminds me. This is so important. I want to just remind you. We learned an important halacha. In case you didn't hear it or didn't remember it, didn't register it, you grown men should not be making al mitzvah tzitzis on your talis katan. You should put it on without a bracha, and when you put it on your talis, you should have in mind your talis katan also.
So
if you put on indeed. Yes, correct. If you're putting on it,
if you have it in mind when you take it off?
And you go to sleep? It's a big question. It's a question.
You put it on your blanket.
How long a break is a whole question. If you're going to go to sleep for half an hour in your bed, then it's... Don't have that kavanah. What? You're going to go. Then you should not have any conflicting kavanahs, and you should take a new bracha when you wake up. I'll tell you the truth. What you should really do is you should sleep. Actually, that's the song.
So that's when you're putting on a talis katan. On a day when you don't put a talis katan, for example,
Tisha B'Av, you make a bracha. Correct.
Right?
Or,
I don't know. Or if you're putting a new talis katan, let's say you change the Shabbos.
Yeah, new
talis katan.
On a new beged, you, like, you, indeed, if you can't change in the afternoon or take a nap at night, right. That's for sure. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'm actually not sure of the date off the top of my head. What happened on Tisha B'Av?
Before you can buy
it, you don't make a bracha with flour. Like, why don't we put
$50? So we do put on toss the apple.
Probably would you could do it in the morning.
When you put in your Taz Gadol, do you have in mind your Taz Katan to make it?
If you didn't make one, then for sure you do. But the question is, are you not supposed to make one in the morning?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Here's a question. I don't know the answer.
No, what's the question? The
question is, do you make a bracha on your Taz Katan on Tisha B'Av morning? Because you're not putting a Taz Gadol. Yeah, I don't because I could like it's like anyone. Maybe you should, but maybe that's what I mean. It's right. I don't think it's a long time to wait.
Well,
6 hours. Or whatever
the story is. You're not supposed to make a bracha.
But I wonder. I wonder if there's some time limit. I don't know. Okay, Tzorchin, I'll get back to that. That's an interesting question.
And the other question that I think you asked, someone asked about on a Friday. So on a Friday morning, you put your talis on in shul. And then Friday afternoon, you wash and then you put new tzitzis on.
New bracha, that's for sure. That's it. No,
it's just tzitzis.
Yes.
Is
no, no, he's putting on new tzitzis. He has special Shabbat tzitzis, whatever.
Especially if it's the blue one.
Yeah, new tzitzis, new baggage, clean baggage, special, new bracha.
We haven't talked about that yet.
No. Why do I sleep with my... I always sleep with my tzitzis on Shabbos.
New tzitzis.
You're the rabbi.
Must be a reason
Shabbos
why.
Shabbos bear as opposed to a weekday bear.
The tzitzis I'm wearing...
Is it the night or... The...
No. Shabbos afternoon. When I take a nap, if I can't help it, sometimes I don't make it past... Sometimes I fall asleep on the table and I look sore. But if I make it all the way out to my bed, I get into my pajamas or whatever, I sleep and like...
Right.
But I keep wearing my tzitzis. Well, it must be... I must
on top of your pajamas?
Yeah. I usually just put on like... No, I just put. If you want to know what I do, I'll tell you, Frank. I just take off my like shirt, my overshirt. I leave my tits and undershirt on, and I put on like pajama bottoms, if you will, instead of my wool pants. That's how I sleep. There must be a reason why I do it.
No, but you can't wear the tits. You got your skin.
Yeah, I mean, there must be. Yeah.
But there's no chiyuv to wear tits when you're sleeping.
He said you put it on your bed.
Yeah, why? No, is there a mitzvah to wear tzitzis when you're sleeping during the day?
Well, it's a question when you're sleeping proper. No, I'm never not clear on this. Ramunitz isn't clear on this either. What's when you're actually sleeping? You're still getting a mitzvah, or not? But this discussion comes up every sukkah with him and me. You're sleeping. I don't know. What does it mean to get? Yeah, but like, you have no dust. Everything's on tally on like your kavana and your bechira. Like you're not even. This discussion comes up every sukkah. What? No, I don't think so. Rav Moshe did not put on tzitzis at night. I know. I'll tell you why, because he was afraid of the bracha. If Rav Moshe would go to, as far as I understand, I wasn't there, but as far as I understood, if Rav Moshe would go to a chasna, let's say, you know, 8 o'clock at night, and he would get showered, I'll make up a story, but he would put on a pair of tzitzis. For whatever reason it happened, at 8 o'clock at night, after when it was nighttime, he would not put on tzitzis at nighttime, because he was afraid about the bracha. You can't make a bracha at night, and he's mesupik if he'd be mulav on tzitzis. I like that. At night. You can't make a bracha, and he's mesupik if he'd be mulav on tzitzis.
But if you can't make it,
so you have to make it.
Okay,
we'll get there later on, but there's a machlokus. I'm like, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. We'll get there sooner, not soon enough. That's a question if it's a daytime mitzvah. The question is, if it's a daytime garment or daytime outside.
I'm surprised that
Yosef Yitzchak Lerner told me that. How often did it happen? How often do you get undressed and then redressed? Maybe to take off the tzitzis. Oh,
how can we talk about tzitzis without us finding out what Rav Scheinberg does?
I know Rav Yosef Yitzchak Lerner told me Rav Moshe would not make a bracha on tzitzis at night if he put on a new pair of tzitzis. He wouldn't put on tzitzis at night. But put on tzitzis new at night if he had to, come to that situation, because he's afraid he can't make a bracha. At night. It's a daytime mitzvah.
You can't make a bracha on tzitzis at night. It's no mitzvah at night.
It's right. Not very unusual to see a kosher rav outside without tzitzis.
Yeah, well,
even at night.
I don't know how many times did it happen that he got undressed and redressed in the night?
A shower before you go to a kosher night.
Right.
It was very obvious he wasn't wearing.
You only go for the mitzvah time.
Because the problem is, we're getting ahead of ourselves, something very yisodi, very fundamental. We're getting ahead of ourselves. That there's it's a question. It says Uri Isem also, you're going to see the mitzvah, see the tzitzis. For them, we learn that it's a mitzvah, a daytime mitzvah, not a nighttime mitzvah. The question is, it's a machlokas for shonim, and we'll get there, if that is the issue, meaning that it's daytime clothing, even worn at night, or it's daytime, even if you wear like pajamas, let's call it, during the day. So it's a machlokas. So we're for the bracha, we're machmir for both. We won't make a bracha at nighttime because we're afraid, even on daytime clothing, because we're afraid that it's.
Rav Moshe was probably machmir to go to a wedding. He got the shower during the day, put on his tzitzis.
Probably. He probably didn't get his mishnah too often. Yeah, indeed. I'm just putting out the point. Why are we talking about all these side things here? Oh, yeah, because that's very important. I want to make sure everyone doesn't say two brachas in the morning. People were mashma, they were saying two brachas yesterday. A few people, neither one who was here tonight, but both people, two people last Thursday, whenever it was a Wednesday, said, what? I've been doing it my whole life for 50 years. So I just want to like re-emphasize, you should not do that.
What for me? I'm not 50.
Okay. Well, no. Okay, now, back here. Oh, and we have a question which is on the table. What to do on Tish B'Av morning? I don't know. Did Shmuel Katz answer? But you do put a talis in the afternoon. It doesn't count? That's what he said? I don't know. Okay, maybe. No, it's good. I defer to that. Okay. Now, fine. Back inside here. So the Mishnah, that was the upstairs, the Mishnah Berurah picks up on the bracha of, he said, Afal pi she'eno mis'ateh, if you don't actually enwrap yourself in the tzitzis, ela lo, shall you just put them on to wear them? We're talking about Chal's Katan. So he says, Ela lov, sure, you just wear them. Vabracha hi lehisatef. Notwithstanding that you just wear and don't enwrap yourself, the bracha is to be enwrapped in tzitzis, lehisatef. Ki nusach habracha kachu, because that's what the, you know, that's the bracha's formulation. And that's that. Kmo leshev basukka. The same way when you make a bracha, leshev basukka, which, bonagir, it means to sit in the sukkah, which it may not. But anyways, Bonagi, that's what it means, to sit in the sukkah, so then you don't have to say it after sitting down. You can be standing up and say, Leishe B'sukkah. Right? So the point is, because that's the nusach of the bracha, that's how they Chazal formulated it. There are those who say Leishe doesn't mean that. Leishe means to dwell, not to sit, without circumvent the issue, but he's just saying the point. Fine. So, V'ein L'shanos, but don't change the minig of the Ramah brings of making on a talis katan al mitzvah tzitzis, hainu b'talis katan shalano. That's going on the small, you know, tzitzis, we call the beged, I don't know, the beged katan, the beged, the undergarment, the tzitzis we call. It's funny, we call it a tzitzis. She'ein mis'atambo, because you don't wrap yourself up in it, aval b'talis katan, mis'atambo k'mavur b'simen gimel, if you go do what we discussed in Seif Gimel, the toe, the good move it is to actually wrap your head in your talis katan, if you do that, which I myself haven't ever done, or seen done for that matter, then the question falls away, because you're actually misatef in your tzitzis. Your kids
then
wrap?
You wouldn't make one on the big tzitzis, on the big
talis. You would again anyways. You need to make a lot of brach anyways. You're not going to mind. You would. You make
I've
two
never
brach.
Seen anyone wrapping the talis katan.
Has anyone ever seen this wrapping the talis katan around their head?
No.
Okay. Doesn't mean it's not done. The Tolom, yeah, we'll have to see. I don't know. Okay. Ubidi Eved, he says, listen, Bidi Eved, all the above works. Imberach b'chol talis katan is atef. If you made on any, you know, talis katan, the brachal is atef, despite the fact that the, he said, ein lishanot, don't change the minog, but if you did, oh, berach al talis gadol, you made it, oh, talis gadol, make a big talis al mitzvah tzitzis, you said, like, what's called the wrong brach, and said al mitzvah tzitzis, instead of lisatav tzitzis, yatza, it's all good, Bidi Eved, you're yotzi. Vada, you should know, dein levarach al talis katan, ad shia al kolpanim arko, Shloshes Revi Amal Chol Tzad. I don't know why he brings this up here now. I really don't. But anyways, he says, by the way, you should just know that if you're making a bracha on your talis katan, don't make a bracha on it if it's too small. What's big enough? Minimally, it should be 3/4 of an amma on each side of it. The nekev beis hatzavar, the hole where your neck goes through, ein ola min aminyan, doesn't count. Vagam shia patuach rubo. It also should be patuch rubo, open most of the way. I'll show you great pictures here that will answer whatever the question you are wondering.
Kat said that if you're wearing the car and you fold under, and you, if you hold
it's
square,
such a tumult. Yeah, this is such a mega tumult. Yeah, fine, agreed. But the Rebbe says like that.
One.
Right. So yeah, indeed. I'm just telling you, it's a mega. How to deal with the O-net opening? Like this is. Great and dandy. That's why people do it this weird way, like the T junction one that you're not going to hold. But what he's saying here, let's just take the Mishnah Berurah, what he's saying. He's saying in this picture here, so it should be like you see half an amma, three quarters of an amma from the edge, the hole to the edge of the tzitzis on both sides. That's what he's getting to say over there. It's upside down, but it's the same as where he writes it up. And forced to do it. When he says the last bit he said about it should be patuach, open most of the way, there he's talking about something totally different, not this diagram at all. He's talking about this. Like you've seen Nitzi? He's saying if you got these like, I don't know, t-shirt tzitzis that are like closed but then open a slit up the side, the slit should be rove. If not, it's not rove, then you haven't got arbor conflux.
But then there's that whole button thing as well about the nerves that's got, which changes, which gets a bit more complicated.
Those are, do that button come farther down than?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. That would be a problem.
Well, the button is like closing, or
I don't, you know, like then you know, I'm sure you asked two rabbis to get two opinions. Like that's a hard call. I don't know. Like that, you need a post. Like, what in the world are you going to get yourself to mess from the first?
Why is the tea more better than this?
Because when it's not. Why is it arguably better? It's arguably better because it's like a solid bag. It just doesn't have a hole in it. Like happens of like, it's just a whole bag in it. There's no missing piece. There's a missing piece. Some talis katan look like that, and then people are machmor not to count the whole as part of the shear. Well, some want to say it's the same story, and some want to say this you can count as one, like, count from there, the whole thing. Indeed, could be, but I think most go this is, if either the same or this is better, not worse. Okay. Be that as it may. I don't know. So the 3/4 of an amma. I got big talis katan. You get a big talis katan too. Okay. Where are we? Now, I have no idea why I said it then. Now here now. V'anshe ma'isa, people who know what they're doing, they take things seriously. They don't mess around. They'll hag an amma milfneim va'amma l'achreim. They get a full amma in the front and the back. That's the way to go. A full amma in each direction from the hole, not including the hole. And that is. Remember, it's not that big. An amma is not that big, okay? But anyways, 18 inches or so, and you're good to go. In the front and the back. Fine, Mishabura. Weiter, we'll see soon enough. Bir Alacha also, Simon Tav Tazayin. Oh, I just meant you can go Lakula here. If you're, I'm not getting to Shir of an Amar now. I'm just saying, if you want to be yoked to the Anshe Maisa issue of like being a superhero and doing an Amar, I'm saying there's no reason why you can't rely on like a more lenient Shir. It's not a Doraisa. It's like, you're already getting extra credit, so you can go lenient extra credit. But I was just saying, my thought, maybe I didn't speak it out while I was thinking. I was like, if you're going to try to get this, sort of, I'll call it extra credit and be like an Ish Maisa, so why not? It's not such a big deal, because you can rely on a small Amma for that, and that's not much. But indeed, the Amma's for another time, how big an Amma is. Okay, fine, that's that. We're going to get back to that discussion later on, so we'll visit it again later on. I don't know why I brought it up there at all.